Do you have a name for the, just a general name for things that that you put up there that you know eventually, sooner or later, you're going to get rid of it?
No, I don't know, and not particularly how you would class that. For instance, I have a typewriter up there. We have a couple of beds up there. We have a lot of old blank forms up there. We have our traveling bags up there. We put them out the other day. That's the last thing I put up there was the traveling bags, and just a few things like that for storage. We don't have a lot of old things. I wasn't fortunate enough to keep a lot of things. Our house burned when I was young fella, and we never accumulated a lot of stuff. And of course, there were a lot of things that we could have kept that we didn't do it. Even my grandparents' things and all like that, his old pistols what he bought back from the war between the states about that long, and they used them for doorstops and one thing and another. I have two things that I've got his doorstop. It's an old conch shell. It's a conch shell at the front door. He had that as a doorstop at his front door. And I have something else. So it's not junk. I might not let you watch where I did it. This is the nicest and the oldest thing that I have. You get it? Natchitoches Calvary, 1861? All right, good. As I say, that's the nicest and oldest thing I had. I should have saved some things from my grandparents' place, but you know how people are. And of course, where you go around a lot, and you see a lot of these old places that restored and a lot of old things that have become valuable, you think, well, but I never wish back too much on things because it doesn't do any good to wish back.
Yeah.
My father had worlds and worlds of all kinds of property. We even owned an island out in the edge of the Atlantic Ocean, and I used to catch wild cows down there and so forth, and I was kind of glad when we sold it, but he sold all his property, and but I never looked back on that. He said, gee, don't you wish you had that today? All right, I beg your pardon. I'll go ahead, sir.
Okay, let me ask you about some of the parts of the house here. Words you have for me. In the fireplace, the part of the fireplace that carries the smoke up to.
Well, now we don't have a fireplace. We left that off in our house. We have the chimney. We built a big chimney, and it's what we call the heater room here. And all we have the chimney here. I've got a big chimney here.
Now, would you call it the same thing if it were in a factory someplace rather than a house?
Well, I guess you would, yeah. I think they refer to them in factories as a smokestack, and it's a stack and chimney, but I think the most of the, I guess they call them the stacks.
If you had a fireplace, the place out in front of the fireplace, the brick or stone, whatever.
You mean the hearth? That's what you mean? You trying to get me to say the word? I'm not so good on my pronunciation and all like that. Go ahead. I guess that's it. Yeah.
Well, see, I have to talk around it because
yeah.
I might have a different word for
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
Give
yeah.
it away and
yeah.
mess you up. And the metal things that you would have inside the fireplace to lay the wood across.
Well, I think some of them used to call them fire dogs. I think they did dogs. I should know that, but seemed to me, I'm a little rusty on that. I think they call them, of course,